Labour retains council control. Labour have held control of Calderdale Council by increasing their majority over all other parties after this year's Calderdale Council elections. The party held seven of the seats they were defending going into the contest and also took three wards from the Conservatives. The only blip for Labour leader Councillor Jane Scullion, who held her own Ludderdon Foot seat comfortably, was losing Park Ward to the Workers' Party, who won their first seat on the council. The Conservatives had a good set of results last time these seats were contested in 2021, but lost Illingworth and Mixenden, Ryburn and Rastrick all to Labour, and North Arrow and Shelf to the Greens, without making any compensatory gains elsewhere this year. It was steady for the Liberal Democrats, who held both seats they were defending, Worley and Greetland and Stainland, the latter by group leader Paul Bellinger. The results leave Labour on 30 seats, up to, with a 9-seat majority over all other parties. The Conservatives hold 11 seats, down 4. The Liberals have 6 as before. The Green Party have 3, 1 up 1, and the Workers' Party 1 up 1. Danielle Durrans set Labour's ball rolling by comfortably holding Ovenden, and the party took its first Conservative scalp of the day when Lee Webster ousted sitting Conservative Robert Thornber in Ryburn. Liberal Democrat group leader Paul Bellinger was 700 votes clear of his nearest challenger to hold Greetland and Stainland, and Conservatives were cheered when George Robinson held Hipperholme and Lightcliff with a more than 900-vote majority. Then it was Labour back in the driving seat as first Adam Wilkinson held Sobey Bridge, then Shane Taylor took Illingworth and Mixenden from the Conservatives. Labour was soon over the line in terms of continuing control of the council as Josh Fenton-Glynn in Calder, Diana Tremaine at Tomenden and group leader Jane Scullion in Ludderdon Foot all chalked up four-figure majorities. Councillor Fenton-Glynn, who is his party's candidate-elect for the Calder Valley parliamentary seat in the forthcoming general election, was almost 2,400 votes clear of his nearest rival. It was another blow for the Conservatives when Peter Judge took Rastrick for Labour, more comforting for them when Geraldine Carter returned to local politics by holding Brighouse, fending off a challenge from Labour's Frank Darnley, who was just 85 votes behind. Mayor-elect Anne Kingston was home comfortably for Labour in Skirkote, before the Greens made it a hat-trick of seats in North Arrowham and Shelf. Kelly Thornham held Town Ward for Labour, but the next seat up had been Labour-held but went to the Workers' Party, where Shakir Sagar said the issue of Gaza had been extremely important to constituents in Park Ward. Elland have seen Labour removing support from its listed candidate pending investigation over a social media retweet, and Peter Hunt came through to hold the seat for the Tories. The Mayor of Calderdale, Ashley Evans, won Worley for the Liberal Democrats. Labour will effectively keep their advantage for 2 years with a fallow election year next year.